Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight. We're talking Atchison County basketball. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Boys coach joining us, Corey Eckert, as they are in the middle of the midseason tournaments being hosted by Oskaloosa. So a little bit of a different format, coach, and we'll get your thoughts on the matchup with JCN, you know, earlier in the week to kick things off. But it's a six-team field, everybody just, you know, playing everybody, or I should say a four-team field. It's just kind of a round robin. Everybody gets three games, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So ultimately a champion will be crowned. Just wanted to get your thoughts. So JC and Oskaloosa and Veritas Christian, just your overall thoughts on kind of the format and how it's shaping out this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think the format, it's different than a typical bracket, but you get three guaranteed games. You know who you're going to play each night. So, that's a benefit of this, I think. In terms of who we're playing, obviously we played JCN last night, and, yeah, they possess, you know, a big size issue. They got a couple of big guys down low, and between them and Oski, they both play 2-3 zone, a pretty aggressive 2-3 zone. So, something we haven't seen a lot of this year, so that's good to see at this point of the season so that we know how to handle a zone and things that we need to work on. And then in terms of Veritas Christian, you know, we haven't seen a lot of film of them because they play a different schedule against different teams.
Yeah.
Might not give us film. So seeing them in person is better than film anyway. So, you know, they look pretty young and they play man-to-man. So that could potentially be a pretty good game on Saturday when we get to that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's very mixed with all of our local teams in terms of how midseason tournaments are shaped out. You know, you look at, you know, like a JCN tournament, you know, on the girls' side, you know, it's seven quote-unquote local teams that we cover. And, you know, are you familiar, or at least not familiar, but are you one on the side of, you know, when you get to this point, would you rather play three teams that you're not familiar with and are out of the sub-state and maybe different parts of the state? I mean, are you cool with, you know, seeing teams that you're familiar with in the midseason tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's pros and cons to both. I would say that this year in particular, we only played JCN and Oskaloosa one time outside of the tournament. So I think that's fine. But if we were, like, next year, if we're going to the model and maybe playing everybody in the league twice,
yeah,
and then you play them again a third time, I'd be more for playing teams that you don't usually see. So
yeah,
this year,
sure,
I think it's fine for us, but like moving forward, seeing new competition, seeing different people, you know, different parts of the state or different sizes, to me would be more beneficial than just playing your league a third time. So
yeah, and we've talked about the growth, you know, just trying to find some steps upward, you know, for your team this year with a lot of kids playing, you know, varsity ball really for the first time. You know, one kid just kind of wanted to highlight Riley Kessinger, a kid that's stepping in. You know, he gave you double digits, you know, in points in that game against JCN earlier this week. Another kid just trying to grow, get better. What have you seen from Riley and kind of his play over the last week or two?
Yeah, Riley's a sophomore, and then last year he played about half season, and he got a concussion and was out the last, you know, month or 5 weeks or so. So, you know, he's still getting experience at the varsity level, and each game, you know, you can see his confidence grow, and he's just a kid that, you know, he really works hard. You know, he's not always going to be your leading scorer, but he's going to give effort, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, he's undersized, but he plays so hard and well that we've had him guard the post player on the other team, and he holds his own very well. And, you know, last night it was good to see him, you know, score 10 points at 2 threes, which was a nice boost for our team to have that. And hopefully moving forward, that just gives them more confidence.
So you get Oskaloosa tonight, second game of that tournament. You just saw them literally less than a week ago, you know, last week, early in the week. So you mentioned the second go around, but you've seen them within a week. That was a good game, 58-46. You guys competed. You guys are right there. You know, in terms of adjustments and kind of expectations for the second matchup tonight with the Bears, what are you looking at there?
Yeah, no, it was a physical and competitive game last week when we played them, and they've got a couple big kids that possess a big issue for us when we don't have a lot of size. So, you know, I think one main point, it's a main point of every game for us, is we got to box out and we got to rebound. And as simple as it sounds, you know, that's not something we do very well. And
yeah.
So that would be a big thing for me, a concern, is we have to rebound. We have to take care of the ball. You know, and they've got two really good kids, and they, you know, they scored 23 and 18 last week. So, you just got to know where they're at, and Richie likes to shoot threes, so we've got to contest everything, and if he makes them, he makes them, but as long as we're contesting them, that you have to live with that, so.
Atchison County boys basketball coach Corey Eckert, always appreciate the time. They continue the Oskaloosa tournament this week. Tonight, they take on host Oskaloosa. Saturday, they'll close it out, a non-league game against Veritas Christian. Coach, good luck the rest of the tournament this week. We'll get back to kind of a more normal schedule next week, but we appreciate the time as always.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.